You're listening to the South Carolina Business Review. I'm Mike Switzer. The last time today's guest appeared on this show, he was running a venture fund for NCR here in Columbia. Reed Watts is now the founder and managing general partner of the Columbia firm Progeny Ventures, another venture fund, and he has just published a book entitled The Slingshot Syndrome, Why America's Leading Technology Firms Fail at Innovation. Reed, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Now, first tell us about your new fund, Progeny Ventures.
I started Progeny Venture Fund almost exactly a year ago, and it's a fund that's unique in that it's focused on doing spin-outs from major corporations, taking projects within those corporations and turning them into startups, entrepreneurial-run startups.
Well, tell us about your book. What is the main message here?
Main message of the Slingshot Syndrome, the book that I've just finished, is to corporate America is don't try to innovate. Stop trying to be innovative. Instead, take advantage of startups. They're the real innovators. They're the ones who are best at creating new-to-the-world products. If you happen to have some good ideas within the company, or if your labs have created a new technology that you think has breakthrough potential, spin it off as a startup and let it develop there. Keep an ownership interest in it and buy it back when it's developed.
So this book is mainly addressed to large corporations across America?
It's mostly addressed to large corporations. It contains advice for entrepreneurs who are interested in creating companies that might be sold out to the large companies. It also contains advice for investors who are investing in, especially in the information technology industry, where there's so much turmoil at the moment.
Well, tell us what the implications are for investors.
Implications for investors are focus on the companies that are evolving to what large companies really do best, which is worldwide distribution, worldwide services, follow-on product development. Companies like Microsoft and IBM are clearly evolving in that direction and will make good long-term investments. For companies that are not focusing on that, are still telling you they're going to bring out the world's next great product, those are going to be very risky investments, and a lot of those companies will disappear.
Now, in your venture fund experiences, you must have run across something like this that prompted you to write this book.
That's correct. I spent 25 years, half my life, in large corporate environments. In Bell Laboratories, which is part of Lucent, and in NCR. The entire time I've been trying to commercialize new-to-the-world technologies, new-to-the-world products. Some of them turned into things which did change the world, but a lot of them didn't. A lot of them were commercialized by startups instead. And so I spent a lot of time trying to figure out why it is that the startups could beat us to that when we had all of these resources and these great people and these great labs and all of these financial resources available to us. And that's what prompted the writing of this book.
Well, Reed, tell our listeners how they can find your book, The Slingshot Syndrome.
In the Columbia area, I know that Barnes & Noble stores stock it, but you can also get it online at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, booksamillion.com.
Reed, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking this morning with Reed Watts, founder and managing general partner of the Columbia, South Carolina-based Progeny Ventures, and author of the new book, The Slingshot Syndrome, Why America's Leading Technology Firms Fail at Innovation.